Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here in loud Foley Square by the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering the Honduras trial, but we just finished covering this morning, 9 a.m. beginning, in the U.S. versus Lamour Whitehead case, the case that to some degree involves Eric Adams. The witness, the Bronx witness, Mr. Belmonte, just invoked the Fifth Amendment repeatedly. And so he will not be a witness at trial. The defense had subpoenaed him. He came in, but he answered time after time, on the advice of counsel, I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right not to answer the question. Right after that, Don Florio, the lawyer for Whitehead, said, we want to drop the counts about Brandon Belmonte. But I don't know if that's going to happen, because they have an agent that was present or witnessed many of the calls. They also want to redact some text messages with Eric Adams showing Lamour Whitehead in jail. But back over across the street in the Honduras trial, things are coming to a close. We're now in the defense case, and there was a general, Romero Pacheco. He came up from Honduras, and he testified for Juan Orlando Hernandez. He said he was the security of Juan Orlando Hernandez, and he didn't witness any more than two meetings of Juan Orlando with his brother, Tony, hard to believe, and that Fuad Harufe, a guy at Granaderos Nacionales, was alone, and that there was not the bookkeeper witnessing the bribe talk. Now, it appears that the defense ministry of Honduras has disavowed him and said he wasn't authorized to come and they're going to be looking into him. It's a little strange that he's still working for the government and that he did that. So I'm going to do this now in Spanish. En el juicio de Juan Orlando Hernández, ayer testificó para la defensa un general, Romero Pacheco, y mayor, trató de ayudar a Juan Orlando diciendo que solamente dos veces Juan Orlando se reunió con su hermano Tony y que no había ningún José Sánchez presente en la reunión con Fuad Harufe. Pero parece que la ministra de Defensa de Honduras dice que él no tenía que venir aquí, que no habla para ellos. Vamos a ver lo que pasa. Estamos preparando un libro y ya vamos a decir más de eso. Meanwhile, on the Trump docket, still no decision on Trump's request for a stay of the judgment, the $83.3 million in the E. Jean Carroll case. But last night, E. Jean Carroll's lawyer said his cases are inapposite and that there cannot be a failure to post a bond based on his say-so. So, speaking of say-so, we've asked the U.N. a number of questions about not only Honduras, but other topics, including UNRWA. No answer at all. Totally corrupt. We will not cease. Inner City Press, watch this space.